we're right in that special time of year when a lot of things are changing. Businesses they've just had a big year or a little one, depending on how they ran their business and who their God is. And a lot of people in 2023, a lot of people went home to be with the Lord. Some very close people to me. But we go into this new year knowing who we are in Christ Jesus. So let's go to the book of Isaiah. And you remember now that Jesus quoted Isaiah more than any other. And when he preached in his own synagogue in Nazareth, he opened the book in the book of Isaiah at the 61st chapter and quoted that. Well, let us go. We could actually start in the 12th, but we won't take time to do that. It flows all into this 14th, 12, 13, and 14. Now, look at verse 4. Thou shalt take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how hath the oppressors ceased, the golden city ceased? The Lord hath broken the staff of the wicked and the scepter of the rulers. He who smote the people in wrath with a continual stroke, he that ruled the nations in anger, is persecuted and unhindered. The whole earth is at rest and is quiet. They break forth into singing. Yea, the fir trees rejoice, and the cedars of Lebanon, saying, since you are laid down, no feller has come up. And hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. It stirs up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto thee, you have also become weak as we. Are you like unto us? Your pomp is brought down to the grave. The noise of your vials, the worm is spread under you. The worms cover you. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Did weaken the nations? Mm-hmm. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount in the congregation in the sides of the north. Psalm 75:6. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. And they that see you shall narrowly look upon you and consider you, saying, is this the man that made the earth to tremble and did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations and all of them lie in glory, and everyone in his house you cast out of the grave like an abominable branch. There we see the fall of the pre-Adamic creation. That's where the dinosaurs were here. That's when that whole thing was here. The devil was here. He got the idea he owned this place. So there was a flood. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. Well, that fossil record is there. And that's when it happened. Mm-hmm. He was here, and he corrupted the nations of the earth, all of them. And he was taken back by his own beauty, full of pride. And I have strong scriptural reason to believe he was ebony black. The most beautiful, when people talk about beautiful furniture, and it's ebony black. It just has, and his music, all he, his vials. I mean, he was the archangel of music and praise. And he got so thrilled with himself. And he went down with at least a third of the angels. And that's what we have. And the people, there were people here. They're the ones that are called the cave dwellers. Well, they were more sophisticated than that. And that whole thing had to be wiped out. The saber-toothed tiger. All of that whole animal situation. There are some people that think that they were on the ark. Well, if there were, they'd be here today. Mm-hmm. But they found the remains of those things and can actually check the DNA of them and so forth like that. It was another generation of people. And notice, his name means Lucifer, I have a reference there, or day star. Mm-hmm. That was his name, son of the morning. And that makes me think he was Jesus' personal angel at one time, because Jesus is called the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that plus the fact he was the archangel of praise and music. And that's the reason so much that music is used to corrupt people with. It's also used to praise God with.
That's right. Well, that makes sense when light be, he's always trying to imitate everything Jesus has.
That's right.
So he's trying to imitate that light, but it's false. Yeah. He tries to imitate the fire of God, but it's false fire. And we'll see him for what he is in the future. But he does influence nations.
O Lucifer, son of the morning, how are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? Nations. Nations. There were nations here. And you laid in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. That's where God sits, is in the sides of the north. So he's, and you know, one of the things that I'm satisfied that, I mean, he tried to use his words to do this. Our words put us up equal with God, and his words cast him down.
That's right.
So he has a real contempt for.
Well, he
us.
Wasn't created in the image.
No.
This is why our words mean something.
That's right.
And matter, because we were created with that ability, created to be able to create. God brought all the animals by Adam to see what he would.
And there were no dinosaurs there.
See what he would call them. Yeah.
Now, notice what he said. You made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that open not the house of your prisoners. All the kings of the nation, even all of them that lie in glory, everyone in his own house, but you are cast out of your grave like an abominable branch. So there were nations here, and of course all of that is in the fossil record and so forth, and he destroyed them all. So that whole thing had to be wiped out.
Everything he touches, he destroys.
Yeah.
And nations today that are aligned with him, everything they do ends up being destruction. Everything they do destroys.
Now, that when we saw that prince of Persia, those are political devils.
That's right.
They are the principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. Prince of Persia, the prince of Greece. Well, now you have the most two powerful nations on the face of the earth. And then the Lord pointed this out to me many, many years ago, long time ago, that here you have a person that campaigns on certain things and then get in office and back off of it. Well, where is that pressure coming from? Mm-hmm. What they intended to do, particularly if they're people that know God, and what they intended to do and they had in their heart was right, and then they got in there and changed their mind. Well, we find out from the book of Job how that works.
That's right.
There was only one sin. You'll curse God to his face. Well, everybody started talking about cursing, and his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? He had to get it on somebody's mind.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They all have these things in common. All of these governments that are controlled by demonic forces or Lucifer himself, all of these things, or the Morning Star, all of these things have in common. They will attack the things of God. They'll try to get you to be quiet and mm-hmm. not speak the word mm-hmm. in faith. Come on. You can't say that. You can't say that on television. You can't say that in the schools. You can't say that in the courtroom. And they'll always take captives. If you look at those forces, they always take hostages. Yeah. The Iranians took hostages. Recently in Gaza, they took hostages. Daniel is a hostage.
Yes.
They take him.
They hauled him off. And they brought their own destruction with them.
Yes, they did.
Because, I mean, he...
Yeah. Esther goes into the king. That's in that same place. And Mordecai, Haman, what he built for them. You need to listen to that. What Haman built for their destruction, he ended up dying on himself.
That's right. Yes, he did.
So the devil has nothing new. He's a deceiver and a liar. He's been that from the beginning. And he'll deceive and lie. He won't come to you like the movies show, all scary and all that deal. He's not like that.
An angel of light.
He comes. Nobody in Scripture is ever afraid of him when he's talking to him.
No. And I've had people wonder, well, when did he come into the Garden of Eden? He was here a long time before the Garden.
Yes, he was.
He was here in that generation. There's no argument to that, because that fossil record shows it. And the Neanderthal man, the missing link, well, it's because it was two different creations. It's missing. That's the reason. There's no link to this one. And send the lamb to the ruler of the land. Come over there in the 16th chapter. Mm-hmm. Send the lamb.
Unto the Mount Zion.
Yes. And he fixed it.
He fixed it.
Because he defeated him.
And he will finally, in the Revelation, fix this thing once and for all.
Yeah. He lost his standing when he came up against Jesus. He had authority all the way through that whole first. There's eons of time between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2. And the Spirit of God moved on the face of the deep. Well, they'd flooded that whole thing out. So all of that, there was no ark.
No, not then.
They all died. And so you see, there was zero faith in that first creation. There must have been to start with, because it's the only thing that'll please God. But he ruined it.
And he ruins everything he touches. let us make man in our image. This is, give you a timeline. I'm big on timelines, right, KCBC student? Yes. To give you a timeline, this is after what you just described with that previous flood and that race of people and that the things that were on this earth and what Satan destroyed. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. Now, this is when he's moving on the face of the deep. He's creating this planet, recreating, maybe is a better word. And that's when God says that. So this group of mankind, us, we're different.
And what did the angel say? What is a man that you visit him? That never happened before. This other group. Now, what do I know about it? Only what I just read. Then you have people say, well, that couldn't have happened. Well, then you tell me where the dinosaurs came from. That's right there. And he was here. He was in charge of this planet for some reason. And that, when that happened, that stopped the, right then, that stopped the population of the rest of the planets. That's when it stopped. Because God's plan was obvious. But that stopped it right there.
Why else would God say, be fruitful and multiply, replenish?
Replenish the earth. It had to be replenished. It was populated before.
And he'll say the same thing after the flood. He'll make a seal saying, I'll never do this again.
Yes.
And what did he say to them then? Be fruitful and multiply, same blessing, and replenish to Noah and his generations.
So we know that God is love. Now, we've finally found out what his end game is. And this thing going to end. And the end of it is based on the time life of our star. It has a definite life.
Yeah.
It'll burn out. And we're taken care of because there will be a new heavens and a new earth. And there will never be any more glorified ones after us.
Yeah.
But check it out in the book of Revelation. Any angel that comes up with some nasty plan again, be a hook put in his jaw.
Yeah. Revelation says that he is the light.
He is the light.
So we won't have need of a sun because we'll have the sun.
And we will have evidence to remember. Because this disobedient one lost his name. Satan means adversary. Mm-hmm. And he still thinks he's this guy. And he tried to do it again with the fallen angels that corrupted the gene pool and caused another flood. But we know the answer to that. We have the rainbow covenant. God said, I'm not going to do that again. Yeah. But there is going to be global warming.
Yeah, in a rapid way. Everything's going to be burned up. Listen, I know some of you have prayed for a long time. You've believed for a long time. And you're praying for all of this and the things you see in the Middle East. Satan will still try to hinder. I want to remind you of Daniel, where Daniel fasted and prayed, Brother Copeland.
Yes, he did.
He said, I heard you on the first day.
He didn't have the name to get him through. We do. But we still don't give up.
What would happen if he'd stopped fasting maybe after a week?
Well, he would have stopped the war. Gabriel would have said, well,
yes,
we'll just have to wait till the Lord puts it
on somebody else's
on him or somebody else. He wasn't about to quit.
There were people that intercede.
You know why he didn't? Because he had an excellent spirit in him.
That's exactly right.
A spirit of excellence won't quit until he's satisfied.
He's standing.
Yes.
In
he
that
made
place.
A stand. He wasn't about to give up.
There were people in World War II that interceded and prayed the entire time through that war.
Yes.
And I believe there are people today that are standing.
Oh, no kidding.
Interceding.
Now, and people come up with this thing, well, the United States is just going down. No, it isn't.
Have a covenant.
Well, Israel is. No, they're not. Because both of us are in the book.
That's right.
The lion and the young lions are in here. We're not going down. We may have some rough roads to hold, but we're not going down.
And we are Abraham's seed.
That's right. And heirs according to the promise. So, and what did the word say? There was only one. No one would shout restore. So one shouted, restore, and that's all God needed. With the shout of one, he restored.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for someone to stand in the gap. Well, that someone is me. Amen.
And me. And where did two
yes.
or three gather, I'm in the midst of.
Because we're standing fast.
Amen.
We stand fast. Praise God.
Can I read you one verse?
Please do.
In Amos chapter 9, talks about the tabernacle being restored of David, and that's our new covenant. Listen to verse 14. Listen to what God said. And I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, yes. and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards. They shall drink wine thereof, and they shall make gardens and eat fruit of them. Israel was a wasteland before they came in.
Yes, it was.
In the early 1900s. Look at verse 15. And I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, says the Lord thy God.
Amen.
They've come into their land for the third time, and they will not be pulled out.
That's it.
Period.
So why do you not see much about the United States in a tribulation? Because the biggest part of us are gone. I mean, there'll be a remnant left here that missed it and realized it, and but they're strong through the tribulation. But the biggest part of us are gone.
That's right.
But it's still part of the nations.
Yes.
And the tribulation is about Israel.
Yes, it is.
That's what it's about. And so we're out of time. My.
It's been a great week.
It has been
Thank
a good
you.
Week. Would you say?
Yes.
Would you say it's been a good week? Yes. Glory to God. Now we're ready for 2024. Bring it on. We'll
Amen.
Be back in just a moment. If you live your life by faith, you never have to change your lifestyle because of the times. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that's the way we must be. Whose report will we believe? We believe the book. We prosper with anybody else does or not. Because we know the laws of prosperity.
Join us for the New Year's Eve service with Kenneth Copeland at Eagle Mountain International Church on Sunday, December 31st at 7 p.m. Central. To learn more, go to kcm.org today.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. As the years come to a close, we can look to the future with hope because God knows the good plans he has for us. Jeremiah 29:11 through 13 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. You shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart." When we seek God and his word, trusting and believing his love for us, we can expect to receive his hope now and for the future. Romans 15:13 shares, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you believe in him, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Thank you, partners, for your faithful prayers and support throughout the year. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland love and appreciate you. And as you give today, let's believe our God, who is more than enough for a mighty harvest to overflowing. Heavenly Father, you love a cheerful giver, and according to your promise, every good thing that any man does, the same shall be done unto them by our Lord Jesus Christ. On behalf of your anointing, your holy word, and by your Holy Spirit, I declare the blessing over every sower of this broadcast. All sufficiency in all things be made available unto them so that they may abound to every good work, and I call their due season into manifestation and their harvest abundant in Jesus' name. Amen. If you need prayer, our prayer line is available to you. Call us and let one of our licensed prayer ministers pray the word in faith with you today. Take hold of this scripture by faith and receive his word as final authority in your life. Then give him praise for your victory. Faith is your victory that overcomes the world.
Now you know why. You must never have any fear of the devil. He's been dealt with, and Jesus took his power away from him, and the scripture said brought him to nothing. All he has left is a lie. Yes. But the name of Jesus has power and authority over him. And our Lord Jesus is the Lord Advocate General of the church, and he's running things, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we give him the praise. Yes. It's been good. We enjoyed having you with us. Be with us again. Until next time, remember this, that God loves you and we love you. Professor Greg loves you.
Yes.
The class loves you. And so does God. He is love. And Jesus is love.
Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he
Amen.
Is.
Amen. He's not a baby anymore. He's in charge.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for praying and sowing into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We are believing with you for the harvest on the seed you have sown. To give by text, you can text the letters KCM to 36609. Together, we are sending the word of faith to people around the world.